We are joined by Levi Tierney, our fitness instructor and our mental health advocate. Levi, how are you?
I'm good, Ronan. Keeping well, and yourself?
I'm not too bad, no. Happy out. I know the weather's still not hectic to get out doing a bit of walking, but I'm walking around the house. So that's probably not too bad at this stage.
All movement is good movement.
Brilliant. Let's talk about youth movement this week. I think it's very important. How important is it for you to bring your child to activities, get them involved in sport and running and everything else to go along with it?
Yeah, it's massive for the young generation to get into some sort of sport or exercise early. Over the years, we've done a lot of stuff in preschools, national schools, secondary schools, sports clubs, and we've seen the value physically, mentally, socially, everything, like the developing kids of all ages when they get into it at a young age.
Yeah, I think actually you hit on something that's very important there. And just before we get on to the whole idea of the physical side of things and getting them into that routine, like, it's lovely for children to have different social outlets. And if you do get involved in, obviously, hurling, camogie, football, soccer, stuff like that, they're meeting kids from different areas, broadening their minds, and obviously building, you know, friendship bases.
Yeah, I'm still friends today with a lot of people I would have played sport with from 20 years ago, you know. But I think, to be honest, I think something that's maybe kind of undervalued, maybe overlooked a little bit, is the mental benefits and the academic benefits of helping kids stay active and stay healthy. Just to give you an example, there's a brilliant book about this called Spark. And there's a school district in Naperville in Illinois in America, and this area is known for having the fittest kids in the world in, like, the secondary schools, so the high schools there, okay?
Yeah.
But this school district is also known for being at the top in science, maths, a number of different subjects in the whole world, okay? So I don't think it's a coincidence that the fittest, healthiest school district in the world is also one of the smartest, you know? If we got more energy, if we're sharper, if our cognitive function is better, if we're more productive, that's going to transfer over to whatever it is that we're studying and whatever information we're trying to retain. And that's for all ages, from toddlers up to us and older, you know?
And how important is it to get a child into a routine of getting involved in sport, whether it's kind of like, you know, obviously gym-wise, you probably wouldn't be pushing kids towards gym at a young age, obviously. But, you know, getting involved in the local sports, getting involved in the community sports, that kind of an idea.
Yeah, definitely. As I was saying earlier for yourself, all movement is good movement. And what the main thing, I suppose, kind of for parents and teachers and things like that, what we need to know is a child needs 1 hour of vigorous activity a day for their physical and mental development.
Right, okay.
So we've got 24 hours in a day. So a child, national school, secondary school, they need 1 hour of vigorous activity a day. Okay, so this can be out climbing trees, this can be out running around the garden, this can be Gaelic soccer, rugby, swimming, rugby, dancing, martial arts, anything. But a child needs, for them to develop 100%, they need 1 hour every day.
That's very, very interesting. And I know you often hear, oh, but the kids are very busy, they're flat out, there's ballet this day, you know, there's football, there's hurling, there's camogie another day. So you can see you can see why the benefits of all this, even though they are busy, they're busy mentally, busy physically, it's still very, very good for them.
Definitely. And, you know, another area that might be kind of overlooked a little bit as well is, you know, the character building, whether a child is doing an individual sport like running, for example, or a team sport like football or basketball, there's huge development going on there in terms of their self-belief, their confidence, their discipline, their routine. If they're learning all these things at a young age before they leave the house around 18, 19, I mean, they have a huge amount of character built up there as well in a different way.
They really do. And let's just move on to another thing that people obviously don't like talking about, but it is a very important thing. Obviously, kids, you know, they do love sweets, they love potatoes, they love everything that's going around there, and they'll grab all they can. Like, obesity is becoming a bigger and bigger issue all the time, you know, with youth. And obviously, if you build up weight at an early age, the problem is that weight could possibly stay with you. So that's another very important part of keeping fit and keeping active from a young age to, I suppose, to counteract obesity.
Yeah, definitely. I think from the nutrition side, I think for all the adults listening, whether you have kids or not, or you're a teacher, or your parents, I think we just need to kind of lead by example, you know. And it's all about getting the balance right when it comes to nutrition. I'm not saying to people, don't eat chocolate, don't eat ice cream. I was eating chocolate last week myself at Easter, you know. So yeah, it's all about getting the balance right. We don't want to be trying to be healthy 100% of the time. That never works. We've got things on, there's like holiday weekends and weddings and holidays and Christmas and things like that. We got to enjoy ourselves, and you know, we can let loose a little bit, but in between we want to try and get that balance right in terms of taking care of both our exercise and our nutrition habits.
Good on you. Thanks, William Levi. Keep people active out there, and thank you very much indeed for your words of wisdom. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Thanks, Ronan.